friend. This is Deeper Life, and I'm your host, Alexis Teichmiller. I'm a writer, content creator, and a woman on a journey to finding more depth in life. If you crave soul-filling conversations and long for a stronger connection to yourself and others, consider this your safe haven. It can be hard to embrace who we are, let alone share that with the rest of the world. The Deeper Life podcast is a safe place to show up and hear conversations about relationships, emotional growth, and explore what it means to be vulnerable. If you're ready to dig deeper, I'm here to help you embrace who you are, reflect on your past, and connect with yourself. Welcome to A Deeper Life. Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of Deeper Life. It's me, your host, Alexis Teichmiller, and today it's just me. It's just me and you, friend. I am recording from the new Exchange studio here in my small town Midwest, Illinois. A beautiful co-working space has recently opened, and they're kind of rolling out the opening pretty slowly because of COVID. But one of my old high school friends opened up the space, and I've just been thriving working not in my home. And it has been such a game changer for me and my mental health, and also just my business. And I've just loved being able to just straight up get outside of my house. I don't know about you, but I am tired of looking at the same room, my same home. Like, I love my home and I'm very grateful for it. But I do feel like the last couple of months in particular, I've just been restless. You know, I've been restless in trying to like go and do things, but it's been kind of tough with COVID. We're a year in, friends, of it really being in the States. I know that it was here before, you know, March 2020, but we're coming up on an entire year of living through a pandemic. And I feel like this year in particular has put a lot into perspective for me, and I'm sure it has you too. I feel like so many of us have been learning a lot about ourselves and the world, and I think it's been interesting and something I try to practice and something I even, you know, work with a lot of my coaching clients on is holding space for two contradicting things, two different truths. You can hold space for the fact that you've had more quality time with your family, with yourself, you've been able to self-reflect, while also holding space for the loss and the grief and the frustration and the effects that this past year has had on our mental health. I mean, it's just been so up and down. And I just want to encourage you and let you know that it's absolutely okay to hold space for those two different things. And it's not something that you can just do now. It's something that you can give yourself permission to do in every area of your life as you navigate through relationships, career, your relationship with yourself, your health. It's absolutely okay to hold space for two different things. It's okay to grieve and at the same time be grateful. It's okay to be frustrated while at the same time being curious. And a lot of times we try to narrow our lens thinking that we have to be or think or feel one thing when we can feel an array of things at the same time. And that's 100% okay. On today's episode, I really want us to explore the topic of investing in yourself. And this is something that I think all of us can kind of struggle with at times. We can be hesitant to do this at times. And when I say investing in yourself, I'm not always talking about money. Sometimes that is, you know, there is monetary value attached to investing in yourself, but there's also just the time that it takes to invest in yourself. I could be talking about time. I could be talking about energy, and it's not always financial. But there are different aspects of those investments. And so I want to kind of explore this idea that we have to feel bad for spending time on ourselves, spending money on ourselves. And I think we should explore where that comes from. If that is you, okay, if that might not be, that might not be where you're at in particular. But when I think about the areas of my life that I've grown the most in, it is because I took the time or the money to truly invest in myself, and it has exponentially impacted my growth. And so a few of those things, like just off the top of my head, would be in 2018/2019, I really was my first like very deep experience with depression. And it was getting to the point where I felt like I was going to explode. And I think part of that was the depression. Part of that was some anxiety as well about, I was anxious about feeling depressed. Interesting how that works out. And I don't know if you ever feel like this, but it's like at the end of the day, you have nothing left to give and you couldn't even think about giving yourself something, let alone anybody else. And you also at the same time kind of feel like you're going to just explode with emotions. Like you're just feeling so many things. There's so many thoughts running through your mind and you might just be on the verge of tears sometimes as well when someone asks you how you are and they're looking for probably the same answer that everyone else gives, which is, I'm doing good. How are you? But maybe that question brings tears to your eyes. You swallow them, you know, you swallow that lump in your throat and you kind of realize like, man, I'm feeling really heavy today, or I've got a lot of emotions today. I don't even really know where to begin. That was me. And I still experience that not as regularly, but I still experience that from time to time. And so in 2018, through 2019, I really had this awakening of recognizing I needed to tap into my emotional and mental health. And I started therapy. I had been in therapy for, I started going to therapy when I was, my very first appointment, I think, was whenever I was like 13 or 14 years old. But it wasn't really consistent. It was more of, you know, going through a specific traumatic experience. And so I was going through that from time to time, like when, you know, something would come up, I would go to therapy, but it wasn't a consistent treatment. And then in college, I started going more regularly, but it was still kind of sporadic. Like I would have like a couple months where I would go and then I wouldn't talk to my therapist for like a year. And then I would reach out and there would be go for a couple months. And then, you know, I wouldn't reach out for another year or two. So in 2018, 2019, I realized I needed that consistent investment in myself. And this sporadic way of going about it, this sporadic energy, it wasn't healing anything. It was more of just trying to like slap a Band-Aid on something. And so when I decided to really invest in myself in 2019, I went to therapy for about 8 months straight. And the amount of growth I experienced from that was insane. I was able to regulate my emotions. I was able to really see my trauma and my past experiences for what they were. I was able to communicate with my partner, with my friends and my family in a way that I hadn't really been able to before. I was able to advocate for myself in ways I hadn't been able to before because of what I was working through through therapy. I was also at that time grieving the death of a very dear friend. And so I was also able to grieve and work through my anger at the loss of her in a way that felt very healthy and also very safe. I felt very safe in therapy. And so that was one of the really big ways in my adulthood that I started to invest in my mental health and just not feeling bad about spending money on taking care of my mind and taking, because my brain, y'all, our brains are connected to everything that we do. And so when our mind feels sick or is sick, it transpires and manifests in other areas of our lives. And so when my mind was feeling incredibly sick, and it was sick, I was able to actually go and get a consistent treatment plan and tools and coping mechanisms that were healthy and safe for me. And it honestly changed my life. And I speak very openly about therapy. I'm happy to chat through therapy if you want to talk to me in your DMs about it. I also know that, you know, different insurances will cover you know, a set amount of therapy sessions per year. And so that's also something that you could potentially look into as well if you're looking into exploring therapy. But I will tell you that I was nervous to invest in myself in that way. And there was also a little bit of like fear slash defiance of, one, I'm scared what I might find. So there was a lot of fear there of, if I invest in myself in this way, if I go to therapy, if I hire that coach, if I research grad schools, if I take a step in the direction of really looking into investing in myself in this way, I'm scared about what I'm going to learn or what I'm going to uncover. That is so normal, friends. That is incredibly normal. And sometimes that fear will absolutely cripple me or paralyze my mind, and I won't be able to go further. And so I really also was able to take that action, recognize the fear, but not let it stop me. And then the other thing was the defiance of maybe being stubborn and saying, I realize that I am not in a good place, but I can get through this. I'm strong. And it was kind of that toxic positivity of like, everything is not good in my life, or like everything doesn't feel good in my life. And so, but I'm just going to lie, or I'm just going to say, no, but everything's fine. And, you know, I'm just so grateful for what I have. And yes, I am grateful, but also taking that time and recognizing these are some really consistent areas in my life where I'm feeling stress, where I'm feeling emotionally overwhelmed, where I'm feeling depressed, I'm feeling anxious. Those are things that we cannot always tackle on our own. And so my defiance and my stubbornness got in the way of my own growth for a really long time, until I was able to recognize I don't have to do this all on my own. And I think for a long time in my life, I was getting a little emotional there. I think for a long time in my life, I was emotionally dependent on me. And so when things got emotional, or when trauma arose or situations occurred, I had to depend on me to regulate my emotions, which is healthy, but I didn't turn to anyone else for help. I wanted to work through that on my own because I didn't feel like I could trust other people, or like it was a safe place for me to open up. And so I just really bottled a lot of those emotions internally. And the way that manifested was through a lot of anger and through a lot of, I didn't know how to express myself. And so the way that felt most comfortable and the most safe was communicating through anger. So being very short, being very, very direct, but in a really unkind way. And so I realized that over time, that was hurting my relationships, not only with other people, but also with myself, because I wasn't able to act in alignment with who I wanted to be and who I knew I was. But I didn't have the tools to really tap into who I was, because I needed some healing. I needed some external help. I needed to invest in myself to be able to tackle those things with help. So that's kind of my journey through therapy. And then recently, this past fall, you know, I kind of walked through another really difficult season of depression. And I would say that my depression in particular comes in cycles. I don't know if you struggle with, you know, mental health issues like anxiety or depression. But for me in particular, I certainly feel mine come in waves, where sometimes it is incredibly easier to manage than others. And sometimes, you know, it's actually very debilitating. And so I found myself in this really unhealthy cycle of depression. And I decided that it was time for me to step back into therapy. Now, granted, I hadn't been to therapy since the fall of 2019. 2020 was a year, right? I don't even have to say that. And I think that I was suppressing a lot of my emotions, and I was actually feeling very emotionally triggered, and I just kept suppressing and suppressing and suppressing. And so I actually have my very first therapy appointment with my new therapist today, which is very exciting. Again, you know what? I'm nervous. I'm scared of what I might find. And I'm feeling a little stubborn of like, well, I don't need anyone to help me. And I recognize those patterns. And so as I'm able to recognize those patterns, I can say, that's not true. I might be scared about what I might find, but I know that what I will find will help me heal. The more awareness and the more light I can shed on this dark corner of my mind and of my life, I know that if I shine a light on it, I'm going to learn more about myself and maybe I'll be able to manage this better or manage this in a way that's more consistently healthy for me and my relationships. And then the stubbornness, the stubbornness is something that I admire about myself, and at the same time, I can see how it can get in the way of me growing. And so I recognize that as much as that stubbornness and that defiance has been a coping mechanism or maybe even helped me in situations where I was trying to quote unquote survive, you know, I was pushing through a relationship, pushing through a conversation. And so that stubbornness or that defiance was honestly kind of a survival technique earlier in my life. Now that stubbornness and that defiance isn't serving me in the way I wanted it to serve me. And so I have to check in with that. Another aspect of investing in yourself might not be therapy for you, but it could be reading a book. It could be going on that vacation. It could be taking that break. Sometimes we don't think about taking breaks or booking that fun trip with your girlfriends or taking that trip with your partner. Or, hey, you know, I love solo trips. Taking that solo trip by yourself somewhere. We don't always look at those situations as opportunities to invest in us. And I think that when we can shift to this mindset where anytime we're taking time to tap into our needs, to tap into our values, to be able to live out and express those values like quality time or community, we are investing in ourselves by going and grabbing dinner with a friend, you know, every other week or once a week, depending on your social schedule, or having them over to your house, you know, COVID pending. That is investing in the friendship, but it's also investing in you because you're allowing yourself to be seen. You're allowing yourself to take up space, to show up in that relationship. And then with travel, you're opening up, you know, this whole other world. And actually, me and a girlfriend in a couple of weeks are going to go to Utah and just drive through national parks and go hiking and just spend the entire week outside and in nature. And not only am I investing in that friendship, but I'm walking into that trip knowing I'm investing in me. I need a break. I need to reconnect with nature. That's where I feel the most at home. That's where I feel the most seen. Oddly enough, is when I'm in nature, taking that time to be outside. And that's me taking the time, the energy, and the money to invest in myself. And that could be you taking this time to listen to the podcast. It could be going to the gym and moving your body. It could be signing up for a meditation app. It could literally be anything where we're intentionally putting the time or the finances into ourselves. And the more that we can normalize this, y'all, not only with each other, but with ourselves and say, yes, I need this. This is a part of my life. This is a part of my value system is continually growing. And to steward that growth, I know that these things, you know, maybe you have a list of things that you want to invest in yourself. And for a long time, over the last year, I thought that I wanted to go back to grad school, not back to grad school, back to school and go to grad school and get my master's in psychology. And I've kind of talked about this a little bit, but I haven't really had any resolution with y'all. Like I've had resolution internally, but I haven't really shared this publicly yet. My journey from that went from quitting my job in July of 2020. And then I was doing some, you know, affiliate marketing consulting work for a few tech companies, which was incredibly draining. And I knew that I didn't want to do it, but it was helping, you know, financially. And sometimes we do things that help finances that don't, you know, breathe life into our spirit, unfortunately. And so that was an opportunity for me to realize that I wanted to grow and I wanted to learn and I wanted to grow my business. You know, I'm an emotional growth coach for millennial women. And we focus on value systems, boundary work, and advocacy. We speak up and we say what we need, what we feel, and we set those boundaries. And on top of that, we focus on career, we focus on relationships, friendships, health, social. Like we focus on a lot of different areas depending on, you know, what my client's working through. And I thought that in order to serve my clients best, I needed to go back and get a formal education. Okay. So that I was on the path to investing in myself. I was applying to grad schools, looking at different master programs in psychology. And the more I really thought about it, the more I realized I was using that as a crutch. And this is so interesting. I definitely think there's more to like dive into on this, but what I will say is that I thought I needed something that I really didn't, because I'm able to help my clients and help them create action plans and help them work through, different struggles that they're working through without needing a formal psychology degree. And I thought I needed that. And so I was using that as something to basically keep me from taking action on my coaching business. And I'm being very transparent with y'all. Like that's something that, you know, I was gung-ho. I was like, well, I'm just going to set everything aside. I'm going to set the coaching business aside. I'm going to set Deeper Life aside. And I'm going to focus fully on getting my master's. And I actually had a couple of people, one woman in particular, and I'm so thankful for her. I respect her very deeply, and I had her on the podcast. And on the podcast, I had kind of mentioned, oh, I'm going to, you know, go back to grad school, things like this. And after we were done recording the episode, she said, I want to talk to you more about this. I want to encourage you that if there's any doubt about going to grad school, I want you to explore whether or not you really need to go, or if you think society or the industry or even your own insecurities are telling you that you have to go in order to, you know, make an impact in your coaching business. And I felt so seen. I was like, yeah, you definitely hit the nail on the head. And she was like, I obviously support anything that you do. And she's like, I also don't know you very well, but from an outside perspective, based on everything that we talked through on the podcast, I don't think that you need this in order to be impactful. And she's like, I've looked into going back to different, you know, grad school programs, different certificates. And at the end of the day, I'm already doing what I want to do. Now, hey, if I get down the road and I realize there's a really big, you know, education gap, or there is something I need to learn in order to, you know, be more credible or continue to add, you know, more information and just more skill set, then yeah, maybe go back and explore that. But right now you're just getting started. So I just want to encourage you to really explore whether or not this is something that you really want to do or something that you feel like you have to do. And then I also thankfully chatted with two different clinical social workers who are kind of in the psychology, private practice, therapy space, who were working with clients one-on-one. One was a fantastic professor. She'd been in the industry for over 30 years. And then I talked to someone else who had just graduated grad school. And they both asked me some really fantastic questions. Do you want to build your own therapy practice? To which I said, I do not. Okay. Do you want to work for someone else in their therapy practice, or work with clients one-on-one in a clinical, you know, therapy, social work practice? Do you want to be a psychologist? And again, all my answers were no, no, no. I really want to focus on coaching. I find coaching to be more action-oriented, and I find therapy to be a lot more prescriptive, and you're also going into the past, working through past trauma and trying to figure out coping mechanisms and doing different trauma techniques to be able to heal from your past. Coaching is very forward focused. It's very action oriented. It's very, how are we taking action on the goals and the skill sets that we're wanting to develop right now? And then, you know, holding my clients accountable, creating those action plans for the future. And even just talking that out, both incredible women said, I think you have your answer. You know, hearing that you don't want to go into the more traditional clinical, private practice space, I really think like you getting your master's in psychology, you're going to learn so much. It's going to open up so many different pathways for you. But if you're not wanting to get that certificate, is it going to be worth it for you, or is it going to be a distraction from your business? And this is like an extreme example of investing in yourself. You know, some of the programs that we're looking at, I was looking at, were $60,000, you know, $45,000, $60,000, $70,000 for a 2-year grad school program. And wow, that is a lot of money. And I was really seriously considering that investment. And then the more I got into it, the more I realized that that wasn't for me. So the reason I'm kind of sharing, like, you know, my experiences with therapy and then different ways I'm invested in myself, traveling, things like that. And then this extreme investment of going back to school, that when we think we have to invest in ourselves in a particular area, that it's coming from an outside source. You know, do you really need to go to college for that degree? Do you really need to go get your master's? Do you need to go do that thing? Or is that something that is being, are there outside pressures pushing on you to go do that? Or is that something that is internally motivated? And I found that going to therapy and these different things that in the ways I invest in myself are 100% intuitive to me, and they are internal motivating. They're internal motivations. And then when someone else or society or, you know, something else external is putting that pressure on me to invest in myself, that's when I kind of shut down. And I think, well, I'm never going to be able to do this, or I'm never going to be able to meet that goal, or I'm never going to be able to be successful in this specific thing because I didn't do this thing and I heard that you have to do this thing. No, that's not necessarily true. Take the time to realize if is that something that you want to do? Is it externally motivated or internally motivated? And then a more recent experience that I've had is I thought I could just do everything on my own. You know, I'm stubborn and sometimes I'm a little defiant, and I think I can just manage it all on my own. And that is not true. And we're built for community. I talk about this all the time, connection, connection, connection. But I'm guilty of this as well, is I'm connected to myself, but sometimes I'm so connected to myself that I think that I can handle this all on my own. I don't need anyone else to help me manage this or walk through this or teach me how to do this. I can figure it out on my own. And that's not always very healthy for me either. And so when I quit my job in the middle of 2020 to start my business, I really floundered. I really, really struggled with what direction I wanted to take, where I wanted to go. And I realized that I needed someone alongside me to help me take that action, to hold me accountable. And I actually, in the beginning of January, I hired a business coach. And his name's Jake Kelfer. He's actually been on the podcast before. He's incredible. He's been one of my really close friends for the last 4 or 5 years now. And I'll actually link his podcast episode that I think that came out this past fall. It was fantastic. And you'll kind of get a little glimpse into our friendship as well as the way that he coaches. And I hired him to be my business coach. And it was genuinely one of the most fantastic experiences. I learned so much. I was able to actually take action in my business. I was able to close clients and really start building relationships with clients and figuring out who my ideal client was and what was my coaching curriculum, and getting really focused on building deeper life and how do I serve my community better? You know, how can I be more consistent? How can I create more educational pieces? How can I provide resources for my deeper life community? And so there were all these different thoughts in my head, but I had a really hard time executing on them. And so I invested thousands of dollars in Jake to be my business coach. And I knew that I needed someone to help me take action and hold me accountable to those things, because sometimes when you're just working through life on your own, you don't always have it figured out. And you do need someone to walk alongside you and help you through it. And I'm learning that more and more every day and just continuing to invest in myself in that way. And that's also something I've even experienced with potential clients who are thinking about, you know, hiring me as their emotional growth coach. And then also existing clients too, of like, you know, I was nervous about making this investment, but I'm so glad I did, because here are the, you know, ways I'm making progress. Here are the ways I'm changing. Here are the ways I'm taking action on what we're working through in our coaching sessions. And the reason I'm sharing this is because it's so normal to have those doubts, to have those fears about investing in yourself financially, spending the time on learning something, spending the energy on something when you might already be busy, you might already be tired. But what I found is that when I invested in myself in those really low periods of my life, I was able to build, restructure, and reconnect with myself in a way that was very honest and very in alignment with my values and in alignment with where I wanted to go and who I wanted to be. And so I'm so glad that I did. I'm so thankful that I did. But there was that resistance. There was that self-doubt. And that is a part of the decision-making process that no one really talks about. You know, not all decisions are yes or no. Sometimes there are those things that we need to process. We need to really think through whether or not this is a direction we want to go. Do I want to spend the money on therapy? Do I want to spend the money on grad school? Do I want to spend the money on that girls' trip, you know, to reconnect with my friends? Do I want to spend that money on a emotional growth coach? Is that something that I want to explore? And so as you work through and really process what's best for you, not everything has to be immediate. And give yourself the space and time to learn more about yourself while also tapping into the excuses that you may be making in why you have to do it or why you can't do it. And so that's just something that we can explore together. It's something I'm exploring right now on my own as well. And it's just something I was feeling very led to, you know, host a little solo cast about and just chat with you and normalize this conversation of investing in ourselves and of really tapping into the ways that we can better serve and grow our emotional growth, our mental growth, as well as our physical. You know, how are we taking care of our bodies, our minds, our spirits, and how are we cultivating growth and kindness and empathy and compassion as we grow and change? If you are interested in exploring, you know, working with me as your emotional growth coach, I would love to talk with you further. You can actually book a complimentary, it's completely free. You can book a clarity call with me for 25 to 30 minutes. And this is really our opportunity to get really clear on what you're struggling with, what is causing you, you know, stress or anxiety in your life, and then what areas could we take action on together? What could we build an action plan around, and how could we take those steps together? And I would love to explore that with you. So if that's something that you're interested in learning more about, you can book a clarity call with me. Just click the link in the podcast description, and I would love to explore that with you. And I'm just so thankful for your time today. Thank you for holding space for me in this conversation. And I hope that this encourages you to invest in yourself, whether that be time, energy, or money. Look for ways to continue to grow and continue to cultivate your relationship and connection with yourself.